This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Time for Mark Caboli.
Holy moly!
Mark Caboli!
The Fan Morning Show keeps the sports talk rolling!
Thanks for everyone watching on YouTube, where we are absolutely crushing it. You can see Mark Caboli and I wearing matching hats. Someone texts in moments ago and says, I met Mark before the game yesterday, shook his hand, said, how are you? Had to be sleepwalking. Didn't answer or acknowledge me. Just
You're
shook
lying.
My hand that's, and kept it moving.
That's exactly what my dad told me.
Yep.
You're lying.
Yep.
You did that to my dad.
Yep.
I was afraid of your dad the other day.
Why?
Yeah, I'd be too, because he was eyeing you up. He even told me. He's like, I saw you. He saw me?
Yeah. Gave you that stink eye.
He was about 20 yards ahead of me. First of all, I wasn't going to catch up to him. And I wasn't going to say, Mr. Dickerson. So I just said, I'm just going to let it ride.
He said you did the same thing to him.
No.
Straight up dissed him.
You know, I was walking to the casino afterwards to drive home, and I passed about 50 people. Then all of a sudden, somebody screams my name, and I look around like I'm an idiot. So I'm like, what?
And it was Mr. Dickerson?
No, why? I'm afraid of Mr. Dickerson. It's like Sam Malu and Mr. Dickerson.
It doesn't take much effort to be friendly. And
I was friendly. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Whoever this guy's talking about is lying.
Wow.
What do you want me to do? Ask him for his social security number or something? What do you want me to do?
Watch this.
I think we're watching Friday the 13th, 7 here. Which reminds me, I'm bad at Roman numerals. Now, that was unrealistic.
What do you mean?
She wasn't really in that sleeping bag.
He bopped her right up the tree.
You really should see someone.
You think?
No. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Vegas finally has the Steelers as AFC North favorites, Mark. The Steelers are minus 125. The Ravens still at plus 140, despite the fact that they are 1-5. Do you think they turn it around?
I think they're not going to stay 1-5. What I'm saying, I don't think they're winning at a 200 clip or whatever that would be.
No.
I think they'll end up being a 500 team and be a team to worry about on the stretch. I wouldn't even be shocked in a December or January game they lose to them. But you're four games down on them. Tough, tough to come back. You look at last year and you're like, well, last year I think they were like two and a half maybe with four games left. And that was difficult to come back from.
The Steelers should have won the division last year, and I'm not making excuses for them, but there are differences. The schedule does pick up for the Steelers. It ain't what last year's was.
No, not that stretch.
No.
Absolutely not.
They had those three games in 11 days against the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Eagles. And they haven't won against the Eagles since the Beatles were touring in Philadelphia.
And the Bengals, who had to win and were playing some of their best ball at the time, too. And they barely lost that game. But I just think it's a totally different dynamic of a roster that's, you know, can overcome that type of stuff. They're not going to be shook by a loss or two down the stretch, saying, oh, no, here we come again. You know, as Sean Elliott said yesterday, yeah, you know, we were up pretty good last year, too, until we, you know, wet the bed.
That's the mindset they should have, and I'm happy to hear that they have it. Like, last year's a teachable moment for them. And listen, the Ravens' schedule is, I mean, they got Chicago at home after the bye. You got to win that game. Then you go to Miami. Come on. I don't take them seriously at all.
I thought they were at Chicago.
No, Chicago at home. Then they play three consecutive road games against Miami, Minnesota, and Cleveland.
If they're not in Chicago, I got the wrong flight schedule to Chicago.
No, I'm talking about the Ravens schedule.
Oh, I thought you were about the Steelers. Why would I go to a Ravens game?
Right, you should have
You're talking about Chicago and Miami. That's who the Steelers were playing, too. So you have to be a little bit more clearer.
I thought you were talking about the Ravens.
Thank you. That's because I was.
Well, you two are like, you know.
We listen.
Peanut butter and jelly again.
Why is everything like peanut butter and jelly?
Because I can just have callous beatbox and be done.
So the Ravens got the Bears, and then they're at Miami, at Minnesota, at Cleveland. Jets at home. Cincy at home. Steelers at home. At Cincinnati. New England at home. At Green Bay. At Pittsburgh. These next five, four of them are big time winnable, and Minnesota's kind of been
who's quarterbacking.
Okay, who would you rather play? McCarthy or
no, you're talking about the Ravens.
Oh, for
about the
Ravens sweet now. God.
What are we talking about?
Minnesota.
I think the Steelers win the division even if they finish 10-7.
I don't think they're going to finish.
I think they're going to be at least 11-6, and I think that puts the Ravens. They're not going to. They'd have to win out.
I know
they got to go or 10-1. They'd have to do. That's
you know, they struggle with Cleveland from time to time. They struggle with Cincinnati from time to time, and we're glossing over the biggest thing. They're playing like crap.
That's the other thing. People don't seem to be factoring in. Like, they could lose any one of those games if the defense, except Miami, they're going to be Miami. They could lose any one of those games if the defense doesn't pick it up. And they're going to get bodies back, you would assume, after the bye. But they were playing bad football before Lamar Jackson got hurt.
They have no chance without Lamar Jackson.
Of course.
I mean, look, they even finally got back to what they did good yesterday, and they still screwed.
They ran the ball for Henry at 122 yards.
I've never seen Derrick Henry wuss it through the line of scrimmage like he did on that fourth and goal play. What was that all about?
Mm.
It's like, okay, I'm done. Tapped out. I mean, he usually hits that hole hard, and he's in there. It's like, let's dance and forget about it. That was telling to me.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
I don't either.
Are you worried about the Bengals game? Tomlin 0-6 on the road on Thursday night games against division opponents.
I think they've won like 18 of 21 in Cincinnati. Something like that, right around there.
And it seems like Trey Hendrickson, I mean, I don't know that he plays in the game.
He didn't come back into the game with a back injury.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, though. They know that they're going to come try to raw dog them. So, no, they play well in Cincinnati. And I think a team like this, where they're so veteran leadership, is they can go to the road and beat a really substandard team. They got the secondary to really negate what the only thing they can do. The only thing they're going to be able to do is Flacco the ball, right? Throw the ball 50 yards down the field and hope it get a pass interference.
And if you do that, you're asking for Flacco to get hit a ton. Yeah. And that's a bad offensive line. And he doesn't move as well as Browning. Neither one of them move, obviously, as well as Burrow. And Burrow was under siege the entire time before he got hurt.
Well, I give him a better chance to lose in Cincinnati than they did this week.
But mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I still don't think they win this game. You go to 5-1, they go to 1-5, Baltimore. That's 4-plus games. You win one against Baltimore, and all of a sudden you're at 4.5 up on hard to. It's getting late early.
Yep.
It's getting early late, whatever that saying is. I sound like Yogi Berra. It's getting late early.
Cincinnati's giving up 136 yards per game on the ground defensively. Doran, you said even before the Browns game, it's about you, it's not about them.
Yep.
you've run that jumbo package. They did it again successfully against Cleveland. This time Darnell Washington got more involved catching the football. Pat Freiermuth always has good games against Cincinnati catching the football, so the tight end game can be had there. I think you go in there, like you said, yeah, I mean, you're familiar, you're going to scout, but it's about you. Go in there and pound the rock, dude.
Absolutely.
And especially if Trey Hendrickson's not playing. Like, you're making business decisions out there, man. They know they stink.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, you're tough to play against with Darnell Washington and Spencer Anderson. I'm running the ball up their backside.
Raw dog. You don't really have time to have an exotic scheme, so you probably want to stick to a lot of things which you've been doing the past few weeks as well.
And you know what they have done historically in some of these spots? It works better at home. But they'll do the muddle huddle kind of deal. You'll have Rodgers call a lot of the stuff at the line of scrimmage. They used to do that with Ben all the time on these Thursday games.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll do that.
Okay, good.
Good talk.
Mm-hmm.
Good talk. I really don't. I mean, I don't know. I might have been more of a guy who's been in the system for 10 years. That'd be a lot to ask for. I'm not thinking saying Rodgers can't do it, but I think you have a better shot of them doing a lot of the jumbo running the ball. I mean, honestly, you look at the rosters, it's hard to find a way that even the Bengals win this game. That Escalusa is going to be revving up.
Oh, there'll be a ton of Steelers fans there.
Yeah. Spencer Anderson's going to have a catch.
He was in the backfield last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to have a catch. Watch. Maybe
he's
a touchdown.
He's backfield. Jonnu Smith in the backfield from time to time.
Yeah, I like that.
What about Arthur Smith, man, on that play call number one? Everybody thinks you're going to hammer.
It was great.
Everybody.
Unbelievable.
And it's like, nope.
We just got asked a question on the text line. It's a great question. I was planning on getting to this later in the week. Is Thursday night's matchup between Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco the oldest quarterback matchup in NFL history? We'll give you the answer to that when we come back. We're going to talk about the newcomers, too. We had just started on that conversation before Harry derailed it an hour ago with Raw Dog Talk. So we're going to get back into that. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
I blame Jamar Chase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase, with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Harry, you did a great job this weekend. Saw all the social stuff. Where were you?
Blackhawk.
And?
It was a good time.
Okay, very good. Thank you for
Beaver County. Went there. Sun was shining. It was a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Blackhawk won the game I saw. I think it was the 8U group that played when I was there. I was throwing footballs to the kids. Yeah, it's a good time.
I was on with Starkey a couple days ago, and they're like, who's the best person that does that on the Saturday? And I said, easily Harry.
Harry's 2 for 2, absolutely. And he crushed the baseball easily. One. Harry.
It was actually the same area that I umpired in. And one of the guys came up to me, and he's like, hey, remember me? I was a coach. And I'm like, oh, nice. And the kid remembered me, too, from the baseball game. So
yeah, what? Harry, they needed an umpire, and he was out there for the baseball-softball showcase. He's like, I'll be your umpire.
He's like Leslie Nielsen in
Three.
He just doesn't finish sentences.
No,
he
does.
That's because I can't remember the name of the movie.
Angels in the Outfield.
No, it's not Angels in the Outfield.
No, but it was the, oh, no, the Angels played in the game against the Mariners. What was it? Naked Gun. No.
Yeah, maybe? It could have been the Naked Gun.
I think it was Naked Gun. Man.
Who needs to finish sentences?
Joe Flacco v. Aaron Rodgers on Thursday night. Is it the oldest quarterback matchup in the history of the sport? What do you guys think?
No.
No.
It's going to be like Brett Favre and Y.A. Tittle.
No. It was 2021, January 17th, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady, 43 and 188 days. Played the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, 41 and 297 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Vinny Testaverde could have been in there.
I mean, Brady played until he was 45.
Right.
And Drew Brees at 41?
George Blanda was playing until he was 50.
Yeah, but people didn't do that back then.
What, play quarterback?
That long. He did. But you didn't have other... You just didn't... They were smoking cigarettes at halftime. Guys just didn't age the way that they age now.
I still thought the aggregate might be...
So Rodgers is 40... He'll be 41 in 319 days... And Flacco will be 40 in 274 days when these teams face on Thursday night. How do we feel about Rodgers?
Everything we expected. I mean,
I think he's been better.
I think he's been better outside of the field.
Yes,
than
leadership
maybe
wise.
Anticipated.
That's exactly right.
But that
he's not doing McAfee.
That should teach us all a lesson. Make your own decision on the guy. Don't just say whatever so and so says about a guy. No. Make your own decision about him, and he's been nothing but an A-plus student for this team. And I think we all thought he could be still a good quarterback if he stayed healthy. And I don't even think he's close to getting – is he even taking a big hit yet this year?
Knock on wood, not really.
I thought the first play of the Vikings game, I thought he got broken in half. He got swung to the ground, and I went, oh, no, this is going to be a long day. And then it really wasn't. And he didn't get sacked yesterday. He didn't get sacked against the Patriots, and they were leading the league in sacks going in. They're doing a good job getting it out of his hand quick. He's doing a good job of knowing when to get it out of his hand quick.
I think
they're running the ball better now.
I think what really is surprising about him is his ability to move the pocket. He doesn't have to run. You saw yesterday he tried to run away from somebody, a 600-pound lineman. He couldn't outrun him. But he can move the pocket and get out of there just to be able to make the throw off there as good as anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, not maybe as good as anybody, but very high level. So he doesn't need to run for 15 yards. He just needs to extend the plays, and I think he's been doing that spectacularly.
I agree with that. The touchdown to Connor Hayward. He rolls to his right, throws it across his body, back to the left, and puts it right in between the numbers. What happened?
Jake's coming in. Southside Jake. He has pizza. He has pizza in his hand.
Let's go!
Just saw him walking in the
park. At least it's not like the hot dog with the sauerkraut.
Seriously.
Yeah, when we go to Bowser, Dorn and I take turns buying each other breakfast, and they gave, I picked up the wrong order for him and got him a hot dog with sauerkraut, mustard, and onion.
And lettuce.
And lettuce at 4:35 in the morning.
Repulsive.
It's really good if you haven't went to sleep yet.
Well, that's who it was for. The guy was listening to us and was like, oh, you took my order. I worked through the night.
If I worked at night shift, I would have hammered that. But that's not the first thing you want to put in your body whenever you have not ingested anything until that point.
That. Where do you get pizza at 9:30 in the morning?
Oh, he has his hookup with the breakfast pizza. It is A-plus quality stuff.
It's the best. Cabal, you have to have a slice.
You're twisting my arm.
So we've all said that Rodgers has even exceeded expectations because he's doing more or less what we thought he would do on the field. He's professional. He's got a quarterback rating of 105. He hasn't turned the ball over. He's top 10 in touchdowns and passer rating. He's right there close to the top 10 in completion percentage, adjusted completion percentage. He's up there. He has done everything you want, but he also has been a positive from a leadership standpoint. Everyone thought he'd be a negative, and it's not just that he hasn't been a negative. He's been a positive. How about the other additions? Jalen Ramsey's been great.
I was thinking this out loud. Not out loud. In my head, almost out loud. Could that be the best acquisition of the Omar Khan era? How do you get this guy and Jonnu Smith for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
And look, Minkah had his time here where he was an elite player. But this dude, through five games, has made more of an impact than Minkah did the last 2 years.
Yes.
I mean, is that unfair? He had two sacks.
He's stunning.
He will cover your number one receiver, or he'll cover in the slot, or he'll play safety for you. And he separates man from ball in an old school way. He has brought a personality to the defense in the secondary that I think they've been sorely lacking. And you mix that with Deshaun Elliott, who's a dog, and Darius Slade won a championship last year, and Brandon Echols has been a good player. Mm-hmm. All these newcomers have played above my personal expectation level, apart from Jonnu Smith, and hopefully it's still early there. All right, when we come back, we're gonna shove pizza down our gullets.
Look at Bechdel with his Drew Aller shirt on.
Oh, dear God.
Look.
What a dork. I love him to death, but my God, what a dork. Coming up next, there's a player that we probably haven't talked about enough today that Mark brought up during the last break. We'll bring that to light when we return, and we got to get into the field conditions. Like, that is unacceptable and cannot happen. Thanks to Southside Jake for bringing us pizza.
Yes.
All of you watching on the YouTube just saw, I was like National Geographic. I mean, we went in there. It was like a wounded gazelle.
Yep.
And we just tore this sucker apart. Austin Bechtold was up in here, city limits. He is wearing a Drew Aller jersey. He is in mourning. He wanted Franklin to go, but he is, of course, very upset about Aller getting hurt. And we do hope that Aller recovers well and can still put on a show and be at the combine and all that. Time will tell. But Bechtold revealed that after Penn State dropped the game to Northwestern, the first text he got was from Caboli.
What'd you say?
Merciless.
It was probably just, ha, 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 ha.
Do you think he got more texts for the Franklin firing or for the loss?
I didn't text him for the firing.
That's because you knew he was happy about it. Yeah. You like to twist the knife, you dirty dog.
Probably for the loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
To lose that on the back end of UCLA.
Yeah, at home.
He needed to get fired.
Yeah.
And usually, like, firing mid-season to me, I don't understand it. It doesn't make much sense to me. In this instance, it absolutely
but
did.
But those press conferences didn't help. He looked like the guy that's checked out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, what are you saying? You're not this dense. So either you want to get fired or you're just done with it.
They are so much more talented than the two teams that they just lost to. So much more talented that it has you wondering if they were bought in to play for James Franklin.
I think initially, yes, going into this year, of course, and I think it was lost real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I don't know that they ever recovered, even though they battled back from being down 10-0 to UCLA. When they got the onside kick and made it 10-0, it was like, oh, dang, now we got to play.
I think Oregon took their soul.
Yeah.
I think it was that game.
Yeah.
UCLA took their heart.
Yep.
Northwestern took their coach.
I thought you were going to go with a different body part, and I'm happy you didn't. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I thought Highsmith looked as good as he looked all season, coming back off the injury. He looked fresh. He looked good.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, Herbig is very talented. Right?
Yes.
And we all love...
I mean, he did have two sacks, our guy Herbig.
He's very dynamic. But we can't just overlook what Highsmith brings to this team. And you saw, I mean, he hasn't played in a month. And he even was hurt, back in training camp as well. And he hit the ground running, man. He is a different type of animal, too. So I know that the big splash is Herbig, and he needs to play. And I think they played it well. Maybe I'd like to see T.J. Watt get a little bit more snaps than he did.
You know what?
Maybe that was probably because of
Thursday
game.
Yeah. And you got the Thursday game coming up.
Late in the game, yeah. Too. But Highsmith is a solid, solid ball player.
Of course. Yeah, he
but
sure
But we
is.
Tend to forget that, don't we? Because Herbig's such a splashy guy.
Herbig's more dynamic, for sure.
You see a lot of trade Highsmith. You don't see no trade Herbig.
Mm-mm.
No, I've been saying for 2 weeks. Well, Doran said the defense is better with Herbig, so I'll give you credit for being on that. But he's their best pass rusher. Pure pass rusher. He's the best that they got, mm-hmm. including T.J. Watt. And if you can play with a lead, they did against New England up 14-3. They did against the Minnesota Vikings up 14-3. They were in the lead the entire game this time, and so their quarterback's dropping back 58 times. You're going to align your protection. There's sex on TV, and it got me distracted. You're gonna do everything you can to throw as many bodies as you can at T.J. Watt. And if you don't, you cannot single block Nick Herbig.
Okay, Doran, when does Jason show up for this one?
Oh, man. In about 42 seconds.
Do you think they're wearing protection?
Get out of here, Harry. Do you think you can't single block Nick Herbig? You can't.
I don't think anybody's tried to add, you know, chip him or anything. I don't think they have. That's the benefit of having Highsmith and Watt. If you're still at this point, if I'm choosing, the callous laugh.
Just keep going.
Killing me, man.
Just work through it.
It's through the window.
Just work through it. Work through it.
what was I saying? He would still be at this point. A guy that I would not double team. I'm choosing to chip double team Watt and Highsmith over Herbig, and Herbig's taking advantage of that. I don't think that would change either. I mean, do you think there's any possibility the team, you know, slides protection one way, chips Herbig over one of the other two? I don't think so. He's a benefit of that, and he's taking advantage of it.
I think that the way that Highsmith played in this game, that's almost the perfect way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you play him early, mm-hmm. you shut down the run, now you've got a lead, and you just put those two guys out there.
Yes.
Yeah. I just think that is the perfect way to go about it. And if Highsmith's going to play that way, I should say. If he plays the way he did earlier in the year, I don't think he was as good, then I think Herbig gets more of the snaps.
Hey, they finally got their whole defense back. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to Terrell Austin and Tomlin to maneuver those pieces.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is their first chance to do that, really. I mean, with Harmon out, then everybody else out. So it should, in theory, get better or more crisp as the season goes on, as long as they stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, we haven't spent much time on this, but I think we need to. The turf, like that. The Steelers are lucky that Chris Boswell did not get hurt. And I think that Killebrew, you could say the turf had something to do with that. So we'll get to that coming up next.
I couldn't tell pre-game, though. I just felt like it got real beat up. By the time the third quarter rolled around, that thing was really beat up. So I feel bad about what happened to Miles. I'm not sure if there was any carry there. I know that Field gets a lot of play. I don't know why anybody wouldn't wear seven studs, cleats. Some guys are opposed to that. They just want to wear molded. But it reminds me a little bit of the Field in Green Bay in the early years, but not until like November or early December, where it'd get kind of torn up a little bit. Then they went out. They found an incredible, field maintenance guy that come over and help our guys out. And the Field in Green Bay is absolutely immaculate. But the Field today got pretty torn up.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. He's 100% right. That's the kind of thing there that resonates, I think, in the locker room. Because you had Burt jump in right after that. Go, anybody else? He didn't want to talk about the Field for good reason, because it was horrendous. I just retweeted it. Donnie posted the slow motion video of Chris Boswell. I mean, he's ankle deep in the grass.
Mm.
He could have got hurt. And Killebrew, who's their next best special teams guy, Tomlin says he's got a knee injury of some significance. And I think the Field had something to do with that, too.
It's just crazy because it was not like that at all 2 weeks ago. I literally walked the whole entire Field whenever Pitt played Boston College, and it was not like that.
Were you wearing seven studs or were you wearing molded?
I was wearing shoes. But even the seven studs, like, it still it didn't look like it was getting into bad shape from what, you know, from my perspective.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't look like it was like, oh, you know, they got to re-saw, they got to redo this. Like, no, it was pristine.
Yeah, the Steelers haven't played there since the Seattle game. So that was week two. Pitt played there last weekend, but they didn't play there on Saturday.
They played last weekend.
Yeah.
And then they had a bye, and then they had West Virginia, so they didn't play 2 weeks. Like, it's weird.
There's no reason for the field to have been like that. And I think you hate to say it this way because Killebrew is obviously having a bad day right now. He's a team captain, but they're lucky to get out of there with just one injury. I mean, that we haven't seen that since like the Miami game where they won 3-0.
Yeah, there's reason for that. First of all, this field has been pretty good since they finally figured it out 10, 15 years ago when they had that half turf, half grass where they could not resod it. After they finally went full grass, it's been pretty good consistently. So it will get a bad rap now, but it hasn't been like that. That's the worst I've seen it probably in 10 to 15 years.
I agree.
And the crazy thing about it is it rained last week too. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Well, something must have happened because that middle of the field was all full of sand. And when you're in that locker room after the game, you hear people talk amongst each other, and there was a lot of chatter of how bad that field was.
They're resodding it now, which is good, but they should not.
That cost a lot of cash, too.
They got it.
I understand. No, I only think it's the Steelers. I think isn't it the Sports?
If I'm the Players Association, I'm pissed about that.
Yeah.
Like,
it costs a boatload of money to resod that stuff. And they'll do it again in November.
Doran, question to end the show. Mason Heinschel's touchdown pass to Desmond Reed. Is that a better throw or Rodgers to Connor Hayward?
Mason's.
I agree.
Off of 1 foot.
They were both sick.
Yep.
That was Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
That was Baker Mayfield. That kid's got moxie, man.
Yeah, he does.
Because he threw a couple of picks, too, and he bounced back, which you don't get that with freshmen. On the road, when they're doing the thing, it's super annoying.
In the end zone.
Yeah, pick, right.
Which was...
I thought when he threw that end zone pick that it was going to fall apart. No.
Nope.
No, it did not. 2-0 as a starter, and they put up mid-30s yesterday, and they put up 48 the first time around. Now they're a sizable favorite against Syracuse.
I wonder if NIL was not a part of this all if he would have started the season.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Riley.
It's not that late, Joe.
Yeah.
You can still go till 10:40. Be fine.
No, we mean 140.
Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 68, low of 50. Beautiful day for golf. If Joe can ever get on the air, to get off the air and go golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tomlin talks today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Thank you, Mark. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.